So we're episode one.
Who's Jar Jar Binks?
Fozzie.
Fozzie?
She's not here.
Misa Persian.
To the Perfectly Saint Show, Volume 2, Episode 1. I'm Chris, and then I got Tony and Jeff with me, and we're only one episode in, and we've already lost our fourth chair. It's great. So yeah, Fozzie is he's on vacation in New York this week, so taking in the sights out there, I hear. But let's jump right into things. So Tony, what have you been playing since we last got together?
Well, I've still been stuck off lines. I've been playing a lot of Madden, but before I lost my internet connection, I managed to download the Mafia 2 demo. So I played some of that. It's kind of short. I mean, I don't know. I was expecting like an open world game like GTA, but from what I saw in the demo, there wasn't a whole lot to it. It seemed pretty linear to me.
It's open world, but like the demo, they only let you explore the city, like a certain part of the city, and only for like 10 minutes. Like you pretty much have to go to the mission.
They gave it was a really short time limit, and then I've heard some other things about the game being linear too, though. Like the campaign, like forcing you down tracks and not really allowing you to go that far into it.
Well, it's probably like Godfather, where there's not really much to do in the city. It's just like a flat city, you know?
Right.
Like, I don't know.
And then there was like the world's worst car chase. Like you were driving like 10 miles per hour with like police cars driving 5 miles per hour behind you.
What's the setting for Mafia 2? Like what time frame?
This mission was in like the late 40s, early 50s. So it's like it's post World War II America.
You think it was? Because like the music, it was like the music is the best part about the demo, and it was like I think it was like oldies from the 50s or even the 60s. I don't know.
Well, I know from the storyline of the game, it's a soldier who comes back from the war and finds his family with like debts and has to find some way of making cash quick, so he joins the mob.
Wow, that's game, totally generic.
Right. I mean, I mean, the cutscenes look great, but I mean, I imagine the story is cliche up the wall.
I mean, isn't that Godfather 1?
Like, right.
It's been a while since I've seen it, but I'm pretty sure that was Godfather 1.
Did you guys play the original Mafia?
No.
No.
I don't remember if it was on the PC or the PS2 that I played it on, but it just seemed like a very slow-moving GTA. Everything was slower.
Yeah, I got that from Mafia 2, too. The firefights were, like, in slow motion. Like, I would see people coming out, and they didn't feel like a threat at all because they moved so slowly.
So it doesn't look like they've improved on that. This game's been in development for quite some time now, so...
I'll give them this.
Four times or whatever.
I like the cover system in the demo. It's just I just feel like I've played this game so many times. Like it feels like Godfather, like just like Godfather. So I don't know, not buying it.
Yeah, I didn't hear good things about it when I was at PAX East, and it doesn't look like it's improved a whole lot since then. I did hear about the Playboy stuff. I heard that was in the demo. So like,
really, I must have missed that because I never saw it.
Okay.
That's unfortunate. I'll have to go back through and look for it now.
As in Hugh Hefner Playboy?
Yeah, like they actually got like I guess the Playboy license, and they have pinups in the game, and supposedly they're in the demo. Like they're some sort of you can go find them, but evidently if like Tony never you played the demo and you didn't see them, so I guess it wasn't really in your face.
Well, I mean, there's a part of the demo where you're like standing around in a room talking to a dude trying to. Planning your like attack on this other guy, and maybe they're in the background and I just missed it. I don't know. It's probably worth another look.
Anything else? You still playing some Madden?
Yeah, I'm starting to find that the game flow on defense really annoys the hell out of me. The play calling is god awful.
It works on offense, though.
It works perfectly on offense. Maybe I just understand how to put the game plan together better on offense. But I had one game, I think I was playing the Jets. My team got scored on every possession in the first half. So I was like, fuck this. It was 20-19 at that point. I was like, fuck this, and started calling my own plays in the second half. And I won something like 42-20. Like, I shut them out. So I think I started calling my plays every possession from then on. And I've given up like 6 points in my last two games. So I think game flow on defense is out.
Maybe like you gotta pay a little more attention on defense, but you can kind of let the computer pick your plays for you on O.
It'll do some weird things sometimes. Like you'll have a team on their own 10-yard line, and it'll call an all out blitz, and which will leave some guy like wide open over the middle to run 90 yards for a touchdown. And the whole time you're going, fuck, why did you fuck me? What did you do this for? Like, everything is better when I'm calling my own plays. My team pass rushes better. They play better pass defense. They defend the run better. I don't know. For some reason, the AI just can't call a good defensive. Well, I'm 11-0. I'm getting through this season. So we still got some battling to go.
Then you could trade it in for $20.
All right.
Anything else, Tony?
That's about all I've been doing.
All right, Jeff, what you got? I know you've been playing some. You downloaded Lara Croft, so let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, I downloaded the trial last night. I played halfway through the trial before deciding I would buy it, but I ended up drinking last night, so I didn't play it. But I woke up this early this morning, like before work, to buy it and play it a little bit. And I probably got about as far as you could get in the demo. So I think we could openly talk about it without like really spoiling anything.
Yeah, I played through the demo too. So it seems good. I like it.
I don't get the release of it though. That like releasing it without co-op. I mean, that's like the main selling point of the game, and you're gonna release it with not online co-op. Like, what the fuck?
I mean, I only played it by myself, so I only had control of Lara, and very quickly they give you like the spear that the Indian guy has. So she can pretty much do whatever you need to do, but it looks like the game is completely different, like if you play with another person. Relegating it to local co-op just seems kind of ridiculous.
Sounds like a weak game.
Because, like, the thing is, I know I'm going to want to play with you guys or whoever wants to play once the co-op comes out, but it's coming out, like, in the middle of Halo and Dead Rising. It's like, I'm going to be done with it by then.
Yeah, because it doesn't seem like it's going to be a very long game. I finished the first level in probably a little under a half hour, and I believe there's only 6 or 7 levels, so it's not going to take a very long time to beat. And if without that online co-op, you're going to not have much reason to go back to it. So
I think there's only 6 or 7 big levels, but I think they break them down into smaller chapters, because okay. Like I played like a half hour of it today before work, and I went to go like save, where I looked at like it shows you all the chapters that are in it, and it looked like there was like at least 20 something of them, so it might be longer than we think. But
that'll be nice, because I really enjoyed the gameplay of it. It's kind of like a twin stick shooter almost, the way the combat works, and mixed with like pretty cool platforming. So
mixed with like a Diablo like
a loot like hunting.
There's treasure and shit all over the place, and you're racking up points, and I'm sure you can try to get like higher points and stuff and leaderboard shit probably.
And I like the little challenges they have on each level. Like in the demo, there was like jump on 7 things, like it's like these barrel type things.
Yeah, you get an achievement for that too. Yeah. I forgot what the name of the achievement was, but yeah.
And then there's like, then shortly thereafter, it's like complete this, like figure out the fire puzzle in 30 seconds. So like that, there's a reason to go back to it, but I think it will be a whole lot more fun with that online co-op.
Yeah, I mean, it's a really good game, just single player. I mean, I think it's one of the best, like, arcade. I mean, I'm not far into it, but I think it's one of the best arcade games that they got. I mean,
do we know why they did that? Like, was it some sort of, I don't know, backroom deal with Sony to make sure that it sells better on the PS3, or?
I don't know.
It doesn't seem to make sense for Xbox to release the game ahead of time, incomplete. Like, people are just going to wait.
Yeah, and my for it to release on the 360 as part of the Summer of Arcade, it needed to be exclusive. So I don't know if Microsoft gave them some money for that, but I don't see the online co-op as not being complete. Like, that coding has to be done at this point.
Right.
Yeah, so, it defies logic. Like, I don't know.
So I think there might be something to your conspiracy theory there, Tony, and Sony may have put some money towards Square's way to keep it from being able to play that way, which is a shame because I think it would be great, like, to go on and play with you guys. But at this point, I think I'll probably play it and then it'll just be deleted off my hard drive or left there to rot like so many other arcade games. So
the game is 2 gigs, so I'm thinking it's a decent length, maybe. Who knows?
I was a little scared at the beginning because the opening scene was kind of like almost comic booky. Like, it was stills and they were kind of moving them around a bit. But then there are some full motion cutscenes later on. So, and they actually look pretty good. So I'm wondering how much of that is actually taking up that hard drive space.
I wonder how many cutscenes there are, though, in the game. Because I heard that, like, once they get the story set up, like, that's it. It was just, like, an excuse to get the game going, so I don't know.
So, like, early on, you have a lot of cutscenes, and then maybe some towards the end, but...
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a lot of fun, though, and I was kind of surprised that the platforming worked as well as it did from that perspective.
Yeah, and the puzzles are cool, too, and, like, the abilities you have, like, you could throw the spear on a wall and then jump on the spear and to get up higher and shit. I don't know. I really like it.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. You should give it a try, Tony.
Damn you guys for actually having connections to the internet right now.
it is pretty good. So, you playing anything else?
Last night, I was trying to play Castlevania with my ex and she didn't want to play. So I got pissed off at her. And, so I just went and played with some randoms online and I'm like beating the piss out of that game, man. Like, they're all, like, powered up and shit. So, like, I beat the last level of the game with, like, I was still a minute away from the boss. They just beat the boss for me. I got the achievement. And now I'm like halfway through hard mode. I'm almost, like, completely done. And it's cool. Like, once you get into hard mode, you start getting some really nice gear for yourself. So if you go back to play with someone on regular or something to help them catch up, you'll just be owning shit.
There's no story to this game at all, right?
You gotta kill Dracula, dude.
But that's isn't really it? Like I mean,
damn, what an epic tale. Never so heard that before.
What more do you need, man?
Well, I mean, because Castlevanias have, like, historically had, you know, there's been a narrative to them, and I heard this one pretty much has nothing.
No, it's like time trial shit. I mean, it's really fun, I think. Like, it's growing on me the more I play it, but not by yourself. It's not fun by yourself.
So you need other people to play this.
Yeah, like either randoms or somebody. I mean, you got to play with somebody.
How's it look? Because, I mean, it's kind of being considered as Castlevania HD due to the initials.
Like, yeah, it looks like Symphony of Night. I don't know.
Maybe not even up-res the sprites there. That's great.
I don't know. Maybe a little cleaner looking, but okay. It looks like Castlevania. That's about it for me, man. That's all I've been playing is downloadable shit.
It's kind of where I'm. I played Tomb Raider, Lara Croft, I guess. You can't call it Tomb Raider. It's not Tomb Raider anymore. And then I gave the NHL 11 demo a shot. I don't normally play demos of, like, sports games I'm going to pick up, but I just wanted to see what the new face-off system was like, the new checking system was like. And it's actually really improved. Like, I don't know how familiar you guys are with hockey, but when you're facing off, like, when you play the old games, it was just kind of push back on your stick, and if you time it right, you'll win the draw. But now you can actually kind of position your body, and instead of just dropping the puck back, you can actually block it off so your winger can come in and pick it up. It's far more realistic and sets up more tactics for the way you can play faceoffs in, like, the offensive zone and, like, defensively. I mean, the checking actually looks pretty realistic now. When bodies collide, they don't just flatten the guy like they would, like how it used to be, but now it's like you kind of bump off, they go off balance, they might, like, lose their edge on their skate and slide away. It's more realistic, but it also is going to take a little bit of getting used to for me.
It sounds complex, like just the face off right there. I'm like, I will never play that.
That's right.
But the thing that I actually saw, and I was actually happy that EA included in the demo, was there's this new mode. It's not really a franchise mode, but I don't know if you guys with other sports games where you've like done the draft, like the fantasy draft thing, where you can draft all the other players and set up your team against the AI, and all the teams are all messed up with like superstar players across the board. Well, they have a mode like that here, and it's like 8 different levels. It looks like the first level is like rookie, and instead of you picking your team, you get like a pack of cards that opens up.
Oh yeah,
and that sets up your team, and then like as you play, you can buy more cards, and it also has like these other cards that you can add onto your players. Which give better attributes, and say you have like Henrik Zetterberg from the Red Wings, you can then add like a +4 to his skating speed, and or like a +5 to his shot, making him a better player. But you only have these players for a certain amount of time. You can only use them so many times before they retire, and then you have to bring it. So it's always changing. I mean, obviously in the demo, there's not a whole lot of, like, you can't play through the whole thing, but I got through and I was able to improve my team. Like, you start out, you're kind of sucky, but then as you like gain more cards, you can play them on each other and improve your team, and your guys get better. And looks like there's a lot of depth to that, or will be when the full game releases. So
I can't speak for like other EA games, but I know with Madden, they released something really similar as a free download for Madden 10. And then this year, there's a really similar setup for Madden with the cards and like putting your team together and like playing for points to get better players later on. So it might be something that EA is looking at across the board for all their sports games.
I think it's actually like, it's a pretty smart idea. Like, it could be a lot of fun.
What about
if you could get into something like that? That could be a blast. I think you can also use like Microsoft points to buy more.
Oh, I'm sure you can. Oh,
of course you can.
So I remember last year, like if you play the game and you complete certain objectives, you would unlock like certain bonuses for your created player. But if you didn't want to like actually play the game and just wanted to like buy that stuff, you could. I was like, this is ridiculous. Like,
I was just wondering, like, I know you talked about the face off, but is like the core gameplay generally the same? Because I heard it was pretty much perfect in 09 and 10.
Yeah, it was really good, and it's pretty much the same in this. I don't know if it was only because you only get 6-minute periods, and it's not even like you only get the third period, even with the card type game, you're only getting the third period of the game, so you're only getting to play 6 minutes at a time. But I normally play as the Flyers. I'm a Flyers fan, and the default teams for the regular game are the Blackhawks and the Flyers, because they were in the finals last year, and I know how the Flyers play, and they seem a lot slower in this game. Like, so I don't know if I didn't play as the Blackhawks, so I don't know if they're slower, but I don't know if maybe they readjusted some settings, or you can't really.
I think your boys are a year slower. That's what it
sounds
like.
Yeah. Like,
but you also can't, in the demo, you can't like adjust the gameplay settings and
like sliders and shit.
Yeah. Like, I know I adjust like some of the penalty sliders, because last year they were really like penalty happy, and you can't do any of that. And you can't change your strategy, which I normally have my guys crash the net, and it's like you don't really have that option. So can't say if like the gameplay is exactly as good as it was last year, but it seems like it is.
Can you make anyone's head bleed?
As far as I see, no. I am hoping that they haven't announced anything yet, but when Madden had its 20th anniversary, was that last year? Year before?
That was last year.
Yeah, didn't they have like one of the old Genesis games? Like, if you bought
the collector's edition? They had like, I think it was
09 collector's edition.
Yeah, it was one of the early ones.
It was 93, Madden 93, I think.
Yeah, I was hoping they would do that for, because this is the 20th anniversary of the NHL franchise. I was hoping they would include NHL 94.
God, wouldn't that be awesome? I would buy it.
That game was so good.
Although
it was, I think it was NHL PA hockey. I don't know if it was 92 or 93, but that was the one where you could actually like knock the guy out and blood would spew out the back of their head. But once they actually went to being the NHL games, they kind of got rid of the spontaneous blood.
Damn it.
It was like if you got in a fight with the guy on the ice, like the guy you beat up would be bleeding from the head and that the ambulance would come out or like the medics would come out and pull him off the ice. It was great.
Hell yeah.
So yeah, I played that, and the only other game I've been playing is Splinter Cell Conviction, which is came back out in what, May, I guess. I'm not really digging it.
Really?
It's short. I mean, it shouldn't take you that long to get through. Yeah, I think it's only like 4 hours long.
Yeah, I'm over halfway through it. I'm like on the sixth level. It seems like I like the story in it, which is actually pretty cool. And I wasn't expecting to like it because I played the first Splinter Cell and got through the first two missions and hated it and never played another Splinter Cell until this one. And the story is actually pretty cool. Like Sam Fisher's voice is annoying, but outside of that, it's actually a pretty decent story. It's like there's a cinematic approach to their how they present it, and it all looks pretty cool with the words like up on like boxes and stuff. But
yeah, I like that. That was nice.
I'm not really feeling the gunplay. Like, it still seems very much trial and error. Like, if you don't clear out it how they want you to clear it out, you're gonna die. And
I see it like. I was like you with that. Like, I played the first Splinter Cell. Like, I got maybe halfway through it, and I was like, this is so goddamn frustrating, you know? But I like the new one. You're right. It's still trial and error a little bit, but I think it's much improved.
Oh, yeah. It's like I'm halfway through this game. I never would have made it this far in the old Splinter Cell games. And I'm engaged enough, and I'm probably going to finish it. So, all right. I probably shouldn't say I'm not digging it, but I don't love it. Like, but it's a... It's an okay shooter, I guess.
Yeah, I think the gunplay almost ruins the game. There's that one level, you probably played through it already, the Iraq level.
Yeah.
Where everything that's wrong with the gunplay just comes to fruition.
Yeah.
It's like, you can't win in a firefight against enemies. You can't. It's over. And that's the one level where you can't sneak, you can't hide. All you
you're pretty much screwed in that level. Like,
it's luck. I'm pretty sure I just... played it over and over again until I actually managed to luck my way through it.
Yeah, that's kind of how I feel about the levels in general. Is I'm almost like I'm just getting lucky to get through. Like there's this one mission where you're in this amusement park or like outside the Washington Monument, I guess it's the Washington Mall or whatever, and you have to kill these three guys that are like looking for you, and you have to do it in the dark, and it's like, how do I even get like the one guy just kept walking back and forth in the light. It's like, well, I can't kill him out there because if I do, like, it ends the game. Like, it restarts. Like,
I remember that, actually, now that you mentioned that, yeah.
It's like just the trial and error aspect of it I wasn't really enjoying, but it looks really good. It's a really good-looking game.
Yeah. I think I got the collector's edition off of Ubisoft. They were selling them for like $32 and free like next day shipping. I was like, sold, done.
Did you get your broken USB drive?
I did. Yeah, I haven't tried it out because I'm just assuming it doesn't work. But I think you can download from their website or wherever whatever was on it. I wasn't that interested in whatever was.
That just gives you an idea of how cheap the shit you get it is in like collector's editions, like. How do you fuck up a USB drive, man?
Yeah, that's... You can go buy one for like $8.
Right.
And they couldn't even get that right.
The $2 they spent on that piece of equipment was could have ill-used right there.
And have you guys watched anything, done anything else since we last got together? Or...
Dexter.
How is that? Okay. I am so interested in watching that show.
Like, you've never seen it at all?
I have never seen an episode of Dexter.
It's fucking corny, man. Like, I'm not a huge fan of it at all. Like, I've talked about this, like, multiple times, but I'll just say it briefly here. Like, problem with the show is he's supposed to be a sociopath. Like, he's supposed to be a serial killer, right? But, like, he also has this other side of his personality where he cares about this girlfriend that he's supposed, like, he gets with this girlfriend because as a cover to appear normal, but he actually cares about her. And it's like the show wants you to like him too much. And all the actors besides Dexter are pretty terrible. Like, besides Michael C. Hall, the cast is not great at all. Like, it's just a corny fucking show, but for some reason you just keep watching it.
It's like, what wasn't the original premise that, like, he was, like, his dad knew he was going to be a serial killer, so he, like, trained him to kill bad people?
Yeah, that's the whole thing. Okay. And I'm fine with that, but, like, you know, internally, he's supposed to not care about people, but he does.
Okay.
Like, he likes fucking his girlfriend, and he, like, cares about her kids, and it's just like, but, dude, you're a serial killer. Like, you're not normal. You're not supposed to be, like, have a normal side to you. Like, I don't know. It's just, it's corny, but it's fun to watch, I guess. But that's about it. I think that's all I've been watching.
Tony, you see anything, or?
No, I've just been in my hole.
All right, so I went out and saw Scott Pilgrim today. I had some huge reservations about going to see it, but pretty much everybody has been saying that you need to get out and see it, especially the community, the circles that we kind of trolling on the internet. I liked it. I was actually really kind of surprised. The first 20 minutes had me hating it. It's Michael Cera's character, Scott, is not likable, and just about everybody else in the film is not likable. Like,
sweet, you're really selling me so far.
Did you like them by the end, or like you just don't like them?
There's no character development. That's probably the biggest problem with it is, no, like, Scott does not, he's not a likable character by the end. Like, and one of the biggest problems is at the end, he kind of makes this decision that he's going to fight for something. And it's like, I don't believe that because he's been a self-centered prick the entire movie. Ramona, played by Mary Elizabeth Winstead, who Scott is like pining after the entire, and that's why he has to fight these seven evil exes, one of which is a chick who's not good looking.
I would pine after what's her name though? She's all right looking. I dig the whole punk. I dig the whole punk chick. Well,
she's hot. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like I was engaged because of her. I will continue to watch this film because of you. And Kieran Culkin, Macaulay Culkin's brother's in it, and he's probably the best. Like he gives the best performance in the film, and he's just great throughout it. He's really funny. He plays this guy Wallace, who is Scott's best friend and his roommate. And he's also gay, and he keeps stealing Scott's sister's boyfriends. It's really awkward, but it's really funny though. There's once they get past that like first 20 minutes and you start getting into the actual fight scenes, they're fun. They're kind of game oriented. They're set up like fights like in an old arcade fighting game, and it's enjoyable. It's a little over stylized, and I didn't enjoy the music. But
so you basically liked it despite it.
Yeah, like, well, I'm not a Michael Cera fan at all. I don't think that guy can act very well. And he is the main character. Like, it's him versus the world. So, yeah, I liked it in spite of him. And then all the marketing really made it kind of seem like it was kind of full of itself. Like, the poster itself said it's an epic of epicness or something like that. It's like, really, like, how pretentious can you be? And it kind of is a little bit pretentious, but I liked it in spite of that. So,
see, to me, like that tagline like represents why I don't want to see it that much, because it's just like trying to be ultra hip and appealing to video game people, but it's like in a way kind of outdated by a couple of years, like with shit like that, like epicness, like. Dude, how long have you been hearing the word epic?
Yeah, it's fun. I think, like, I don't know if you need to go out and see it in theaters, but if you get a chance to see it on DVD or through Netflix or something, I would take that opportunity. Like, there are worse films out there, It's actually something that's original and entertaining and kind of fun. So,
well, it's gotten really good reviews from critics who are obviously older, and it's probably not geared towards them. So I'm imagining there's something there that's good. It's just that the whole thing I mentioned there, and I'm just like, I don't know. I just, this is what I imagine, is it like the way it portrays gamers is in a way that is stereotypical and we've seen so many times, and it's like, yeah, we're like lazy, goofy fucking stoners or something. It's like, I don't know. I don't know if that's what it is, but it just seems that way. It just, like, not taking it seriously as a medium.
Right.
I don't know.
I think that's, I'm on the same page with you there. I think that gaming is so mainstream now that anything that makes us stereotypical, or like, since I'm a gamer, I'm supposed to like this movie. Like, all gamers are exactly the same. Like, it feels like it's shoved down our throats in that respect.
Well, and I don't think that the very vocal supporters of this film are doing it any favors either. Today I heard, and it was kind of a joke, but on Twitter it was like, I'm going to see it, and then I got a tweet back saying, like, if you don't like it, like, you're more insane than we already thought you were. Or no, it's like, if you don't love it, you're more insane. Like, I don't know. Like, well, I don't like being told what to like either. And I think that's, everyone's like, you have to like this film. Like, you're a gamer. Like, I don't have to.
Right.
I don't like Donkey Kong Country either. Like,
how dare you?
Damn you. I'm totally getting the new Donkey Kong, man. Come on.
I am too. I'm all over it.
Sorry. You guys have fun with that. Like, I'll play something else. It's okay.
I just want to see what Retro is going to do with it.
Not really.
Yeah. It looks exactly like the old one, honestly.
Yeah.
Which I'm sure will be fine. Like, especially if you're a fan of Donkey Kong Country. Like, I didn't like it. So,
you know what? I bet you they greenlit that shit as soon as New Super Mario Brothers sold like
five billion
copies. You know, and they did it within a year. So I bet you it's gonna be a short game, but whatever.
Oh, speaking of New Super Mario Brothers, they're sending me. That's my next GameFly game. So I will finally play it.
That game's good, man.
Yeah, it's
really
good.
I just refuse to pay $50 for it. That's all.
I think after you play it, like, I think you'll be like, you know what? This is probably worth $50. It's definitely more than what you would expect from, like, a WiiWare game. So, yeah, let's take a little break, and then we're going to come back, do a little bit of news. We got a good amount of news on tap, so.
And we need to recant some stuff, too, I think.
Yes, we wow, we do one show, we come off as assholes.
That's right. Your warm beer,
it's edible, drinkable.
Edible.
Fungible.
it's a little chunky.
Yeah, it's a little more foamy than usual, but
all right, let's jump into some news here. So BioShock Infinite was announced.
Yes.
The new game from Ken Levine, BioShock 3, although it's not BioShock 3.
Right. I think they only attached the BioShock name to it for name recognition.
I wouldn't.
I mean, it looks like it has like similar gameplay, but apparently it's in like a different universe. Maybe I'm wrong.
It's a different setting, but like, I kind of agree with what Ken Levine said that, you know, if they called it something else, it'd be kind of dishonest if it's still the same core gameplay. You know,
it better have some connection to the original BioShock in some way, because otherwise it really is just a name grab.
The beginning of the trailer has like some throwbacks to it. Like I forgot what it was.
It was in the like they start out. It's in the water, and it was coming out of that aquarium, wasn't it? Wasn't that the opening?
Yeah. There's something with a little sister. There's something.
Right. I think there was a big daddy in like some sort of like snow globe or something.
And there was like a mechanical dude that looked like a modified like big daddy or something. Like not like he looked like a robot, but he was like I don't know, dude. I'm in. I'm sold already.
Yeah, I'll probably pick it up, and I'm sure the story will be better than BioShock 2.
Mm-hmm.
But it's set before the events of the original BioShock. I think it's
like 1900.
Yeah, it's like early 1900s. Where BioShock was set in like the 40s, 50s. Am I getting that right?
Yeah, I feel like it was like the 40s.
Art Deco era.
And then 2 was like the 70s, like early, like 71 or something. So yeah.
Yeah.
I think.
Go ahead.
No, I said I think. It's a little blurry.
Well, we'll see. It looks good, though. Like graphically, it looks impressive, and it's still 2 years out. So I thought it looked better than what BioShock 2 did.
I don't know. I really trust like the guys that made the first BioShock. I kind of trust them to do whatever the fuck they want, and I think I'm gonna love it. So, I mean, that's still like my favorite game probably this generation. So, I'm in.
I liked the first one. I mean, I still haven't played the second. What did you think of the second one?
Not a bad sequel, especially you know considering they probably did it kind of quickly and it was a different team. And I mean, I think they honored what the thing was. It didn't have a lot of new ideas, but the story wasn't bad. Of course, you're not going to top BioShock 1 like in the story department, right. But the story wasn't terrible.
And the gameplay was actually I felt that the shooting wise. It felt better in BioShock 2. I didn't particularly enjoy the narrative as much, but I felt that it played a little bit better than the original BioShock.
Yeah, I mean, I think that was a pretty worthy sequel for, like, one of the best games of the last 10 years. I mean, you're never going to reach BioShock 1. One, it wasn't new anymore, and two, it's just you can't top a story like that. That just took people off guard. So, you know, good for them for doing a decent sequel, I guess.
Yeah, I have to say that twist in the first BioShock is one of those things that it just walks right up. You weren't expecting it, and that kind of twist in a video game is like a once in a generation type maneuver.
It's like a classic like landmark moment, like when they do lists like 30 years from now, the best moments in video games. It's gonna be like when you found out you were being controlled, you know, like
right.
That was a really good twist. What do you think there will be some sort of twist in this one? Like I've heard people already kind of saying like they're looking out for it. Like I think that kind of spoils it. Like I just want to experience the game as it is.
When you listen to like Ken Levine or whatever talk about, I don't know if you guys watched any of his interviews, but one that dude looks like a cokehead to me. I don't know why, you know, he's just like, we did this, we did this, we did this. We don't want to do the same thing. So, like, the story in this one, you're actually a character who talks. You're a detective trying to solve a murder. I think they're just going to try to tell, like, a compelling story. It doesn't have to. If it needs a twist, it needs a twist. But they won't. I don't think you'll see a big twist like the first one.
All right. definitely promising. We had a long wait for that game, though.
God, I wish they didn't announce 2012. It. 2012.
Yeah, what is it? 2012?
That's... Yeah.
No, you got plenty of games between now and then. You'll be okay. I swear you'll make it.
I don't know. We'll see.
I guess over the weekend, somehow missed it, but Star Wars was announced coming to Blu-ray. All six films. Not the original versions of the original trilogy, though. It's going to be the special edition versions.
Great.
I'm on board regardless. Like, I don't think, like, yeah, Han shooting first is a, you know, it's, that's a big deal, but it's 30 seconds of film, so.
Right.
I can sit past, like, if they're going to give me an awesome looking cut of that film, I want it. Like, of course, I'm also, like, you know, the person that's bought, like, every edition that's come out, and I still have them, so I still have my original VHS tapes in the old sleeves, and then I have, like, the re-releases of the VHS tapes, and I've two different copies of them on a DVD here. It's, yes, I'm really excited for it, but...
I was going to say, you really think the Blu-ray format is worth it? Because not in my experience. It
depends on the transfer. And with Lucas does some of the best work with visuals and sound. And I actually, with Blu-ray, some of the transfers have been, you know, moderately better. Some have been worse. Like, The Descent is actually, there's like this weird tinge over everything on the Blu-ray version, but you pop in the DVD and just upscale it, it looks better. But sound-wise, you can do so much more with the Blu-ray. So the uncompressed audio and I'm looking forward to it. But I spend money on stupid shit. So
maybe to me, I guess I'm kind of down on Blu-rays, but mostly probably because I have a 720p TV and I don't have a sound system. It's just, I'm not getting anything out of the format. Like, one of the big things was that you get extra content, but on a lot of them, you don't. Like, it's just, it's the same as the DVD.
Yeah, they've kind of, like, at the beginning, there was a lot of stuff. Like, oh, you're going to get this. Like, the BD Live stuff. And, like, the Avatar Blu-ray was just basically a bare-bones disc. Like, there was no special features on it from what I heard. And that seems to be the way they're moving.
I bet they still charge more, though, don't they?
Oh, yeah, it's like you could probably buy the Avatar DVD for, what, like $12 or whatever when it came out, and the Blu-ray was probably twice that, so.
I wouldn't spend 12 cents on that fucking movie.
Oh, my God, it was terrible.
I hated that movie.
I watched your rant on it, and I was like, I agree with everything he said. It was one of the worst movies I've ever seen. It was so
bad. I was 100% right, and I turned it off like 10 minutes before it ended, so.
I didn't think it was as bad as you guys did. But... Tony, it doesn't sound like you watch a lot of movies either.
I mean, I watched it. It looked great, but other than that, I wish I was deaf and, you know.
On some drugs or something.
That's right.
So you didn't like the mech battle at the end? Like,
it's like the mech battle had to happen, you know. It's it's such a cliche plot all the way through and through.
Oh,
I've seen every character in the movie like 12 times, and I don't watch that many movies, so.
It was a long movie, and I'm really glad I didn't see it in 3D when I went to go see it, because I think my eyes would have fallen out. But I didn't hate it, but. But yeah, the Star Wars Blu-ray, so I'm anticipating that. So.
Now, is this all six episodes, or is it just the three good ones?
All six, yeah.
Hey, there's four good ones. There's four good ones.
And I would say that the last 20 minutes of Attack of the Clones is good, too. Like, once they capture Anakin and whatever the fuck her name is, Padme, I can't even pronounce it.
Padme, Amidala. Right?
Yeah, Queen Amidala. Once they capture them, and like, then all the Jedi jump down, and Yoda's command in the gunship. Well, that was awesome. And there were people like screaming and like fist pumping when Yoda was fighting Dooku on. It was great.
Yeah, that was good. That was fun. Yeah.
And then Revenge of the Sith is actually, I mean, yes, the acting is terrible.
It's awful.
I think that's mostly because George Lucas can't direct shit.
I don't know. I'd go out on a limb and say that's, like, honestly, like, probably my favorite right behind Empire. I like Sith. I really thought that was a good movie.
I liked it. I just think the acting is atrocious at times, especially
once again another movie to watch on mute.
Yeah, like, well, when you see Darth Vader and like when they're actually making Darth Vader, yeah, that's what you need to mute it at that point, because that
no.
It's so bad. But I found bits to like about all three of the prequels. But then I'm a giant Star Wars dork, so.
Dude, I almost cried when they executed Order 66 and like the orchestral music comes in and shit. I was like, oh no! And like, I swear to God, I almost cried.
It's like, I love Star Wars. I want more. But not by Lucas.
No, we need some more video games. Oh, did you guys hear about the LucasArts like purging all of the future non-LucasArts Star Wars games?
Oh, really?
Like, this week, they killed off... they had planned a Star Wars The Force Unleashed 3, and they killed it. They killed any chance of Traveler's Tales making any more future Star Wars Lego games.
But they don't need any more of those. I love covered. Those games, but I think, they released, what, two, three of them? It was way too many.
There's another one coming out.
Another Star Wars coming out?
Yeah, Lego Star.
Yeah, there's another one. But I think
based
the big
on
part
what?
Of the rumor
they've that, already covered all six films.
It's Star Wars, Lego Star Wars 3, the deleted scenes.
Knights of the Old Republic, Lego style, whatever. But I think the big part of the rumor was that the last non-LucasArts Star Wars game was going to be Knights of the Old Republic, the MMO.
Yes.
After that, no more BioWare Star Wars games, which would make me really sad. Missed out on my Coder 3.
But did you hear that, like, Christopher Nolan is going to reboot the franchise, like, with a movie?
No, that's awesome.
Wow.
That would be awesome if I wasn't making it up.
Fuck you.
Imagine what he could do with Star Wars, man. Look how he approaches
it. There's an assassin coming to your house right now.
Yes. I'll pay for half of that, Tony. It's like, oh, you had me so excited there for a second. Like, I was like,
what? What?
Like,
no!
Like, and I, like, I go to, like, three or four different movie sites a day, and I'm like, I've never heard that rumor. That's awesome!
Yeah. That would be awesome. So he would do a great job, I'm sure.
Yeah, we will never get a remake of the Star Wars films until after Lucas is dead. So, just send your assassin that way after you kill Jeff, Tony. We can get that going. All right. So, Jeff, tell us about the Bosmeek DLC bullshit.
So, Bosmeek is, you know, trying to stay ahead of the game because they're afraid, you know, brick and mortars are going to go. Eventually, you guys know everything is going to be digital, right?
Yeah.
So they're trying to, like, address this by selling downloadable content in stores. I don't know the exact details of it yet, but it's basically, like, you could buy, like, so far, like, I don't even know how to do it yet, so I haven't been offering it to customers, but, like, you could, like, buy certain DLCs, like, you could buy Lara Croft, I think. And I don't know how it works, because they don't communicate shit, but, like... You know, like, you'll buy it, and then it will be in your queue for download when you get home somehow, and you put, you know, I'm just probably some code or some bullshit you gotta
put in.
So wait,
okay, so you do it from the store, but when you get home, it's, like, there?
Like, you will buy, like, in the store, like, say you want to buy Lara Croft, you will pay exactly what it costs, you know, so that's, I guess, one cool thing is you don't have to buy, like, a points card and have extra points left over, like, you'll pay exactly what it is. And I think you'll get home and somehow you'll put in a code and it'll be in your queue and it'll download. But, like, you know, Which is like stupid because it takes out all the frustration of sitting on your couch and hitting add more points, right? I mean,
oh yeah,
I don't get the fucking point of it, man. Like we already sell DLC in stores. It's called points cards. Like I don't get what they're doing, but like you should see the fucking videos that they play for the employees in the morning before the store opens. It's like downloadable content is confusing, and we're gonna help people figure it out. And, you know, the people it's confusing for are the people that don't have the internet still because they're fucking retards. But yeah, go to Game Pass sometime soon. You could buy your DLC there instead of sitting on your couch and buying it.
I'm gonna go over tomorrow and see if I can buy Lara Croft.
I bet you. Like I bet most... you go in. You'll ask them about it. They'll be like, yeah, we're starting that soon, but I haven't heard anything of. Like, I don't know how to do it. Like, they don't communicate anything to you. They just do shit." And...
I love going over to the store by my house. They just opened up a new one, and the one chick who's always in there, she's really helpful, but there's these other two guys that work when she's not there, and they're complete retards and just assholes, and I like fucking with them. But yeah, the DLC sell, like, I've seen in BuzzFeed before where they sell, like, the cards, was it the GTA DLC? Like, you would go in and, like, you could buy, like, it was in a box, but you bring it up and they just give you a card. And I guess on the back, you, like, rip it off and there's a code, but that still requires you to go home and put the code in.
Yeah, and the thing with those GTA cards was they were just really just point cards. I mean, they just had a GTA theme on it. I know exactly what you're talking about. Like,
oh, so it wasn't even the DLC.
You could have bought something else with it. You know, it's just a 1600 point card. Or Got whatever you. It was, you know. So, like, they have that right now. If you go into Capacity and look, you'll see Call of Duty cards. They have 1600 points on them, but they have Call of Duty, like, written on it. Like, you know, get the map packs. But they're, like, trying to respond to this, but it's two different worlds, you know. You have your retailers and you have DLC. Like,
everything's going digital, so let's sell digital stuff at our brick and mortar store. Great.
But you already do. I mean, you sell the points cards. I just don't get it. They haven't explained it to me yet. I'm sure, like, they'll try to brainwash me into believing it, and my boss will believe it, but I'm just going to be like, dude, this is the stupidest thing I've ever.
Next week, you're going to come back and be like, guess what we do now? And you're going to be all excited.
No, they're going to. Yeah. No, I don't buy into their bullshit. And, like, they're going to. I wouldn't be surprised if they're like, oh, 5% of all people have to buy DLC from you. And it's going to be another fucking thing besides the reserves and the fucking subscriptions and the surveys you got to get from people. Like,
are there surveys now? I haven't gotten a survey.
On your receipt, there's a survey.
Okay. Yeah, I have gotten that.
You can go to spotsmeatboss.com, and I shouldn't be saying this, but if your store goes 3 weeks without any responses to the survey, your store manager can get fired. So you have to like beg your regulars, like, hey man, every time you get a receipt, just do it, you know, like, it helps us out. You get entered for a chance to win a $500 gift card and blah 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 fucking blah, dude. Don't get me started. And by the way,
you tell some of these stories. I mean, I'm like, I should probably go pre-order my game at BotsMate because I'm gonna take pity on the employee behind the desk.
So, you know what? Like, I'm all for you going to a competitor if they're offering something better. If Amazon's giving you a $20 gift card, do, you know, whatever you want. But if you come pick up the fucking game in GameStop the day it comes out, you don't know how much you piss off the employee who has to ring you up because their job is on the line for reserves and shit. And you're gonna come in the first day and be like, "Do you got any extra copies of this?" Or
they probably love me when I walk in. It's like, I pay all my game. Like, if I'm pre-ordering a game from Snake, it's already paid off. I just want to go in and them hand me the game. So,
no, I mean, and they do. I bet you get better customer service too. Because I tell you what, people that reserve a lot from me, I'm always very helpful and nice to them. I mean, I'm helpful and nice to everybody until they start to get on my nerves. But believe me, people do. But like, And by the way, I don't work for Batsumi, but I work for a video game retailer. We'll leave it at that. But I actually do, but, you know, we're going to say it. You can bleep this out, right, Chris?
So I'll bleep
Chris
it all.
Chris can go through.
Like, it's like, put, like, clown noises in every time we say the store's name.
You should do it. But, You know, I sort of get why they do what they do, but I, at the same time, if it was my own video game store, I wouldn't give a shit about that. So, I don't know.
It just doesn't make a whole lot of sense, but...
It's a way... first of all, like, their whole business model is built around reserves, subscriptions, and used games. It's called their Circle of Life. On the back of employees' name tags, it has a Circle of Life explaining how it works. And oh, if God. You think about it, like, they've been around for over 20 years in one form or another, and it's worked for them, so I understand that. But for them, it's a way of, this isn't my opinion, the district managers and the regional managers feeling like their job is important, because otherwise they wouldn't have nothing to talk about all day. I mean, because you do great sales no matter what, right? So
right.
How can we hold the employees accountable for something that scared the shit about them, about something, you know? So... you know, you have to get a certain amount of reserves and a certain amount of subscriptions, or otherwise you're going to get coached. And if you get coached three times, you're going to get fired. And it creates a really hostile atmosphere, and it creates dishonesty. Like, say if someone picks up a game that they reserved and you see that they had New Super Mario Brothers and Fable 2 and Halo 3 reserved, you're not going to tell them, because they're going to want to cancel those reserves because they bought those fucking games already somewhere else.
Right.
Because if you get a cancel reserve, it counts against your numbers. It hurts your performance.
Oh, wow.
There's lots of things like that. Like, I don't know, though. I mean, if you're going to shop there, get with the program and do what they want you to do, because you're really helping you're helping out the guys that work there, you know? So that's my bit on Slop or whatever, wherever I work.
That's like, so, all right. Well, let's move on here. The Rock Band full track list for Rock Band 3 has been released. It's a lot of good music on there. I don't know what the actual total number is, but there's a lot of, like, it's a very eclectic mix. Like, there's like Elton John, Saturday Night's All Right for Fighting, and then there's like Marilyn Manson's The Beautiful People. So it's all over the place. There's like some great 80s stuff, like Night Ranger, Sister Christian's on there, Ozzy's Crazy Train. I don't know if you guys play the music rhythm games, but this looks like it's a pretty good set list for.
Is it like mostly focused on songs that will have keyboard or synthesizer or piano or something in there somewhere?
There's a good amount of that. Like, I mean, obviously Elton John, like, he's a piano player. Like, Def Leppard's Foolin's in there, so there's like a lot of, you know, there's some keyboards in there. Devo's Whip It is like, isn't that almost all synth?
Oh, yeah.
Chicago's 25 or 6 to 4. Great
oh,
song.
Nice.
That's on there. Yeah, NXS, like Need You Tonight. There's a lot of songs on here that have some keyboards. That's actually what I'm really looking forward to playing. But
no, if I was in the music games, I would get it. But like, I respect what they're doing with the series, at least Harmonix.
Yeah, maybe I can actually like play guitar now with this this new pro mode, because I'm terrible at playing my guitar. Like, it's basically, I just make noise with it right now. If this could help me in any way, like become a better bad guitarist, that would be good. And once upon a time, I knew how to play keyboard, so...
Bringing it back.
Yeah.
And all your Rock Band... I mean, I'm sure you probably know this, but all your Rock Band 2 shit will transfer over.
Yeah, I have a lot of stuff. I have, like, 600 songs, so...
Damn.
With the new set list, that would be great.
They really know what they're doing with the Rock Band games. They really respect their players. I like that sort of thing.
Yeah,
the transferring of the songs is a sweet deal. Like, I feel bad for some of the Guitar Hero shit.
Yeah, it's like I played both franchises, and I mean, I don't buy a lot of Guitar Hero DLC. One, because like, you don't know if it's going to transfer over or not. But even so, like with the disc based stuff, I only have like maybe 150 songs in my Guitar Hero library, whereas in my Rock Band library I'm up around 600, so it's just so much of a better deal. Everything from Rock Band 1, Rock Band 2, Lego Rock Band, all the Green Day Rock Band songs all transfer into Rock Band 3.
Plus, you bought all Lego Rock Band?
I did. It was fun too. I bought it mostly because I wanted like the 45 songs, just to transfer them over. But it was fun. I played it for points too. So,
whore.
Yes. It's like, but I enjoyed the game. So, it's like I don't play the music games just for points. Although I did play that really bad Konami one that came out.
Rock Revolution?
Yeah, but I did a review on that, and I didn't buy it, so.
You can buy it for $5 now, new.
Yeah. It's so bad. If you guys have an extra $5 laying around, like, you should just spend it just to see how bad it is.
A good laugh.
All the songs are covers. There's no, you know how in, like, Rock Band and Guitar Hero, the highway slants? So you kind of see the notes coming down like on an angle. In this, it's flat, so they just come straight down the screen. It actually makes it a whole lot harder, and it doesn't make it any more fun though. So that game is so bad. I don't remember what I rated it, but it wasn't pretty. Anyway, Mag is getting move support.
Sweet, now both their players can enjoy that.
Yeah, is that Sean from Teabag and one other guy?
And the guy whoever gets it after I send it back on Gamefly.
And I think Sean is getting the Kinect, so it's going to be that guy playing with the move. It's like, I don't, what have you guys played any first-person shooters on the Wii?
Yes.
What do you think of the controls for that?
I think they're very precise. Like I could shoot better on them than I can on like a Xbox controller, but I prefer the Xbox controller because it's more comfortable.
Yeah, I mean, would you want to sit or stand, however you play with your Wii Remote or first-person shooters? Like, would you want to do that to play like Modern Warfare 2?
Like, no,
multiplayer.
No,
I mean, want to do that for like 2 hours.
Right. It's like I don't know why they would think that this is a good idea for Mag or for SOCOM. It just doesn't make any sense to me. But
well, you got remember, like, the people running these companies don't play games probably. like oh, the Wii was big. We got to respond to that, you know. So
it's almost like Sony is thinking, oh look, guys, Kinect is getting a bunch of shit for being casual, so. How about we adapt our games to include Move, our, like, good games, or, you know, mediocre games that nobody plays, but...
Ooh, SOCOM, like, I hate people that come in and buy fucking SOCOM for $2 on PS2, those idiots. Like, you know, some people do prefer it. I mean, some people think they're better at shooters with it, so whatever, let's put it to the test.
Yeah.
I wonder if you'll be able to play, like, if you're playing with a regular controller, will you be able to play against people that are playing against with, like, motion controls, you know, like the pointer? Because I'd be interested to see how people stack up. Like, you know how they do on Mario Kart for the Wii, where you could see what controller the person's using? Like, you can see if they're using the wheel or if
right.
they're using,
right.
you know.
If they're using the wheel, so you laugh at them and...
Yeah.
Well, you could, like, they don't even need to mark who's using the wheel because the people that are using the wheel are running all over the course because it's not precise at all.
Some people are good at it though, man. Like I don't play Mario Kart that much. I don't play my Wii that much, but I've been in some online races where like the guy with the wheel was number one.
I'm sure that if you got like practice with it, you could get really good. But I can just pick up the Wiimote and play without using the wheel and play really well. So, I mean, I'm not willing to put in the time to get good with the wheel.
The whole wheel thing, just holding it in the air. Like, I like driving games, but that whole, like, it's not attached to anything.
Right, if it was hooked to something, so you feel like you're actually turning it and, you know, it actually feels like you're driving a car. You're not.
There's no resistance at all to it.
It's like if you play Mario Kart in the arcade, that's fun as hell, man. Like, because it does have force feedback. Have you guys ever played that in the arcade? Actually,
what's an arcade? It's like, I've never actually seen it in an arcade, so.
Oh man, it's a blast, man. It's all original tracks. I think it's made by Namco, and they take a picture of you before you start the race, but like, you know, like say you're Wario, they'll put the Wario hat and mustache on your picture, and like, you know, if you're in front of somebody, they can see your picture floating above your racer or whatever. And I don't know, it's a lot more, it's fun, but yeah, the wheel is pointless. I don't know.
Yeah, that's why
the resistance thing is the thing that really worries me about the Kinect too.
Yeah, because Forza. Like, I mean, they're making this big deal about, oh, Forza's on it, like, except they're not actually showing you driving anything. They're just, you know, showing people walking around a car. But if they're going to, like, let me play Forza, it's like, what the hell am I going to, like, just wave my arms in the air? Like, that's not driving a car. That's fucking retarded.
You get one of those circular pieces of cardboard from like, the bottom of a pizza. Like a frozen pizza, and, like, pretend.
Just go get a frozen pizza out of my freezer, and I'm like, my wife goes, what the fuck are you doing? I thought you were strange when you had that headset on and you were talking to yourself playing video games, but this is borderline insane.
Man, the headset thing is the whole reason I didn't. What was that, the Ubisoft RTS game they did?
End War.
I couldn't do it because I couldn't imagine myself, like, sitting there just talking to myself like an idiot.
I tried the demo and it wouldn't recognize what I said always.
it's like, oh yeah. Kinect is going to, you know, that's going to bring some wacky videos out on YouTube of people doing some stupid ass shit, which could be entertaining, but
I'm predicting right now that's going to be the best-selling piece of hardware this Christmas is Kinect.
Really, it's you and Sean. Like, I don't know.
I'm not buying it. I'm just saying. Okay. I think when people see the commercial for that, they're going to be like, "Oh, it's like the Wii but better." You know. I think it's going to. The people are going to be tearing each other's heads off to get that thing on December 24th. I mean.
I don't know. I kind of want to get it just to play Harmonix's dance game.
Oh no!
But
speaking of videos, I don't want to see.
Yeah, you don't want to see me dance. I have no rhythm at all, man. I'm a terrible dancer.
I heard that game's really good, but yeah. I could never ever buy that and play that in my apartment by myself because I would just have to like fall on a sword afterwards. I mean, I would kill myself.
Speaking of my wife, like coming in and like thinking I'm a complete idiot, like she'll come in when I'm like playing Rock Band, like I'm like sitting here with the mic, like, and I have a mic stand. Like, yeah, she's like, "What the hell are you doing?" I'm like, "Nothing."
I'm living out my dreams, honey.
Yeah, it's when you're not home. I'm a virtual rock star. I do a really good Pearl Jam.
As long as no one's here to hear it.
All right, let's see. We got a Blizzard announced a collector's edition for World of Warcraft's Cataclysm. Can't speak to
that.
Yeah, that
you
haven't
been drinking, have you?
No, that's what's worse about it. I can't speak and I'm sober. World of Warcraft, I fuck it. I give up.
So, somewhere the Teabag boys are going, sober podcast?
it's like I only thought those things were a myth. yes, there's a collector's edition coming out for that game that I don't play. Blizzard makes really good collector's editions, though. There's a bunch of really cool shit in it, though. But I don't think any of us play MMOs, so...
No. I don't have the 10,000 hours to invest.
Yeah.
My level 9,300 character or whatever.
No. Have you ever played an MMO, Jeff?
Never, no. I would really like to, but not on the PC, because I don't play on the PC, so.
I played that Star Wars Galaxies when that first came out, and it was broken, and I haven't played a MMO since then.
I'm looking at, what is it, DC Online?
Right.
That could be interesting, and, I mean, PS3, obviously it's got something going for it there. So
that comes out soon too, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's right around the corner. Is it
Which
September?
Game?
DC Universe Online.
November 2nd.
Is it November?
See, I got these dates engraved in my head.
Like, I've seen it on the wall like every day for the past 6 months.
PC and PS3 only.
Yes.
It's
a Sony online produced game, right? Like developed game. So yeah, that won't be coming to 360. Although that's really MMOs coming to the 360 seem like it's never actually gonna happen.
There's Final Fantasy 11 and yeah. That's about it. I don't think that worked out well either, because 14 isn't coming.
No, well, Square came out this week and said that 14 isn't canceled. It's only on hold. Yeah, like every other MMO that's ever been on the 360, right? Like, except
right.
for 11. Like, it's not coming to the 360. They can say whatever they want, but
it's something about Microsoft's like network terms of service don't allow them to collect the fees properly or something, and they can't strike a deal with anyone to get them to change it. So every MMO that comes out attempts to get on the 360 and fails miserably because they just can't make money on it.
I don't understand like why Microsoft wouldn't like. I guess for them they just don't see a point in it. Like that, maybe they're not making any money off of it. So, but EA was able to get out of using Microsoft servers for their games. So you would think that there would have to be some way if they really wanted to do it. But
I mean, do MMOs necessarily have to have a monthly fee? I mean. You're already paying for Xbox Live. I don't get why MMOs you have to pay. I mean, that's why I won't try one.
I think that's one of the two issues is that number one, they don't know if it's going to be profitable. Because people already are thinking like you're thinking. They're saying, I already pay a fee. Why would I pay another fee? And then the company is looking at it from the other side and they're saying, well, if I'm not sure, if people are going to jump on this, then why am I going to spend all the money it's going to take to get Microsoft to change their terms of service for me to actually get my MMO onto the system? So eventually they just come to a decision where it's just not worth any of the effort they put in.
It's like, Jeff, I think the reason that like World of Warcraft and some of these other ones charge is because there's a lot of money that's needed to run an MMO.
To maintain it, yeah.
Yeah. But you see like games like Dungeons & Dragons Online, Lord of the Rings Online, they're both free to play now. So, I mean, there is a way to do it out there, free to play. It's just, I guess, nobody wants to bring it to 360.
Maybe I just don't get it, but like it in a way isn't like Call of Duty MMO. There's always thousands of fucking people playing it, and I don't know. I just don't get it. I'm technologically stupid, but
I think I get what you're saying. Like because it's massively multiplayer and it's online, so
yeah. So it, what the fuck?
Qualifies as an MMO. I guess like we've kind of shortened MMO now down to, you know, just to mean like. Massively multiplayer online RPG.
But there's stat tracking in Call of Duty. You know, you're always doing something with your character. I don't know. I don't get the whole deal with that. Like
same thing in Halo. I mean, in Bad Company, you can build your character up. I mean,
yeah, they are very RPG-ish. Like even in Gears, there's like experience now and. I mean, you're not actually upgrading your character at all, but you are going up in levels, and I don't know. But I don't think we're going to see any actual like MMORPGs on the 360 outside of Final Fantasy XI anytime soon.
What about Phantasy Star?
Like what? Like Phantasy Star Online, Phantasy Star Universe?
That doesn't count. I have no idea. So
I don't know, cause like, couldn't you only play that four players at a time? I'm so confused by it all.
Yeah, maybe it is, but I guess I don't know. But you do have to pay for that too. Like you have to pay Phantasy Star Online separately. Yeah.
Oh my god.
I don't know. I'm making shit up.
No. I think you're right. Phantasy Star Universe. You had to pay to play. It just sounds stupid.
Like, dude, I'm paying $50 a year already. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm good. You know, I'm gonna play a ton of Halo, a ton of Call of Duty, a ton of Battlefield, probably some Medal of Honor as well. I don't have time to play a World of Warcraft anyway.
Yeah, exactly. I can't commit to one game like that. I always like to have something new on my plate.
Yeah. Right. So yeah, there's a collector's edition. It looks cool. If you play that, you might like it.
We will not be playing.
Yeah, but... none of us will. We might buy some other collector's editions, just not that one. Hey, Brett Favre.
No!
I hate him.
Dude, if I was playing against him, I would hit that motherfucker as hard as I could. Knock him out for a season again. Fuck Let's him.
See if you can break him.
Nobody can. That's the hilarious part. The guy started, what, 309 games in a row? Crazy shit like that.
It seems like they treat him with kid's gloves sometimes, though. People don't hit him as hard as they'll hit fucking Rex Grossman or someone.
Like he's like some sort of national treasure or something. Like,
I love how to bring him back, Minnesota sent like their three, like they're calling him the Friends of Favre, down to fly down to Mississippi to give him a man-to-man talk and fly him back.
And then Childress,
like, his hands in the car and...
Evidently, Childress was kind of lying about it too. So now there's like a bunch of like players that are pissed off at him that he like lied about it. Like, I don't know. It's like, really, do we care that a 40-year-old is coming back to play for the Vikings? Like,
well, he had a career year though last year. He threw like career highs in like QB rating and yards and like touchdowns.
He's still a great player, and that's another reason
they were 14-2. That's.
I hate him, man.
See why they did it, but still, it just sucks. I can only imagine being like a backup quarterback on that team.
It's like, oh, I'm going to get to start. Fucker finally retired. Oh, god damn it.
You know what? You pay me that much to sit on the sidelines, I'm good. Have him play. Go for it.
Let him get
hit. But remember, those are the prime years of your career, so that now when it comes time to get your next contract, you're not going to get paid off. Because you've just been sitting. You haven't been playing. So it's costing them money down the line to not play now.
Oh, they're going to make, you know, $10 million over their career over instead of, you know, I don't know. To me, if you make over $5 million, you should be set for life. I would retire after a year in the NFL. I'd be like, yep, I'm good.
I'm done. Some of them do.
I don't know.
Who was it? The tailback for the 49ers.
49ers. He's 23 years old, retired.
He's like, I'm out. Sorry, guys.
But did any of you catch any of the coverage that ESPN was running on Favre over the last, like, 2 days? It's been nonstop. Like, they had a helicopter hovering above the airport in Minnesota where he landed. Like, they were, like, watching him get into his car. Like, really? This is what you have time to spend on? Like, didn't Tiger Wood bang somebody this week that you could talk about?
Right, right.
Well, they're out of LeBron James shit, so.
At least they didn't have, like, the decision, like, part 12 for Brett Favre, right?
Yeah.
I guess, though, when you devote, coverage. Like, 48 straight hours to Favre, you've done a little bit more than that, right?
Right. Like,
At least he hasn't sponsored it himself. He's just encouraged it in every way possible.
He didn't manufacture it, but in a way he did. Like, I was kind of hoping that he wouldn't sign with the Vikings and maybe go on and sign with another team, because I've been saying that his main goal is now to play for every team in the NFL before he dies. So, I mean, he only has a few more teams to go, like 29. No, he was originally a Falcon, wasn't he?
No, he was drafted by the Falcons. He played for them for one season and got traded.
Yeah, so what? 28. He has like 28 more teams to go, or something like that. So it's like he could do it. He'd only be 68 years old by the time he retired. My luck is when, like, he decides to sign with the Dolphins, he would be 68. And...
Right.
You're a Dolphins fan?
Yes, I'm a Dolphins fan.
I think I've seen that before. I don't get that, though.
It's a long story. I'm a not an Eagles fan, so nobody in my family is either. So, yes, Brett Favre's back. I don't think any of us are particularly happy about it. But
not me in Chicago, believe me.
Oh, no. No.
This guy's been a thorn in our side for fucking 20 years or whatever the hell he's been around.
You had to be so happy to see him go to the Jets and then to have him come right back. That's got to
suck. Oh, now you're in Minnesota. Thanks, asshole. Like,
how's your quarterback doing this year? How is he going to do this year, I guess?
I honestly think he's overrated. Like, I'm not a big, like, believe me, I'm not, like, an expert on sports, but, like, he was supposed to be the savior, and I know the rest of our team sucks, but I didn't see anything special out of him last year. Like, Cutler, like, I don't know about you guys. I don't think Cutler's... I think he's better than any Bears quarterback we've had in a long time, but that's saying nothing, so...
We'll see how he does with Mart's system. Like, there's only been one quarterback ever that's been able to successfully run it, so... Kurt Warner, surefire Hall of Famer, but now with the Marts pulling your offense down, you're not going to be able to run the ball at all, so good luck with that.
Nah, we're fucked. Like, our offensive line sucks, so, I mean, what can you do without a good offensive line? Not much.
And you need a quarterback who's able to read the field and throw the ball instantly.
Yeah, right? Like, right away to the tight end as he cuts over the middle or something. Like, I don't know. I mean, and then the defense is, they were great years ago when we had no offense, but they're getting old and they suck now. So it's like the Bears are just in bad shape perpetually.
That's a shame.
The Bears. I'll just watch some 85 highlights and jerk off to those.
That's all right. My team's in for another year of inevitable decline too. So it's all right. Sweet Patriots.
Oh, come on. I don't feel bad for you at all.
nobody feels bad for us, but it's not going to be a good year, I don't think.
It's like feeling bad for the Yankees. I don't give a shit. You could suffer.
Come on, we haven't won the title since, what, 2005?
Oh,
it's been a long time.
This is the Dolphins' year. That's it. Ricky Williams going out on a high note.
Do you think he's actually going to leave? I don't think there's a chance. I think he'll be back. Yeah. He may take off another year to get stoned, but he'll be back.
Yeah, it'll be a high note. It'll be a high note for sure.
I'm taking off one because I've been suspended for a year, but another because I like to go to India and just smoke a lot.
That guy's awesome, dude. I guess
and you know what? It's helped his career so much to not have all that time on his legs. Because he's what? He's 32 now, and he's running like he's 28.
He's
Ricky Williams is 32.
Yeah.
Holy shit! I know nothing.
I think I would have actually—I would have cheered for the Eagles if they had drafted him instead of Donovan McNabb. I always kind of liked Ricky Williams.
There's something about the dreads. I don't know.
Yeah, they were great. All right, we got a couple more pieces of gaming news. Warhammer 40K Space Marine was announced. I don't know if either of you caught the announcement, but basically it's Relic is making a third-person shooter very much in the vein of Gears of War. It's like a cover-based shooter, but it doesn't have cover.
Like Transformers?
I guess. I didn't play Transformers. Did that not have cover either? Like, you couldn't...
No, there was... you could hide behind really large objects, but there was no, like, actual cover.
There was no stick to cover. Okay.
Right.
Transformers was blissfully old school from what I played.
Relic's reason for not having cover in this, like, the stick to cover, is because these Space Marines in the Warhammer universe, they're, like, 9 feet tall, they're genetically engineered, and they're all fucking crazy. They just, like, run into firefights and...
That sounds like the most boring game ever.
Yeah, and it's by Relic, who they don't make third-person shooters. They make strategy games.
Like, right.
They make Dawn of War, and which is a really good strategy game, but it's not particularly... it's not giving me a whole lot of confidence that this is going to be good. It looks like, graphically, it looks pretty good from what I saw, but it's... I don't have a lot of confidence in this, especially with Gears 3 coming out next year.
It's just time to try to get your Space Marine third person games out there.
And really, could the name of that game be any more generic? Like,
oh my god,
Warhammer 40K Space Marine. I think I would rather play a StarCraft Space Marine game than that. And the last thing I guess we should talk about.
My favorite part.
Yeah. We were talking last week during we were talking about our favorite games so far this year, and we were talking about Mass Effect 2, and we kind of said that it would never come to the PS3. Way to go, EA. Thanks for fucking that up for us.
You could have at least waited another week. Fuck you guys.
Until I posted it. Like,
all of our expertise down the drain.
That's right. We were like, these guys are idiots. They don't know anything.
It's like they revealed it like a couple hours before it actually got posted. The show actually got posted on the internet.
Because we recorded the show on Sunday and they announced it Tuesday morning. Like, I guess like 3 a.m. whenever morning is in Germany.
Oh, jeez. That's a shame. But yes, it's coming to the PS3. The rumor I heard was that it was going to come as Mass Effect Galaxies. It was going to be both games together, the first one and the second one. Evidently, that was just a crock of bullshit. And so it is just going to be Mass Effect 2, which is, I think both of you would agree, the better game.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely. I mean, it's not close. The first one is a great story, but the gameplay was very average.
Yeah.
The first game was one, I think for 2007, I think I listed that as my number two game behind Mario Galaxy. So the first one was good, but you know, PS3 owners should just be happy they're getting it. I mean,
right. There is going to be some sort of. They said they were going to start off with some sort of intro that would cover the events of the first game. Like, they weren't indicating whether it would just be some sort of long cutscene or how that would actually be executed. But you will, if you've never experienced the story before, get something.
Well, because you have to install everything on the PS3, they're going to put it in, there'll be a 10-minute install period, and they're just going to give you the story that way. Wouldn't that frost their asses?
Now let me ask you guys, are you going to get it again? Are you going to buy the PS3 version?
Not unless I start shitting money.
Yeah. I can't say I'm going to get it. So there's so many games coming out early next year that I don't know if I can really like devote another 30 hours to play through it again when all those new games are coming out, and then to like pay like what is it? It's probably gonna be a $60 retail.
Oh yeah, it'll be a full retail. I imagine full retail price. It may if you wait a week, it may go down, but you never know. But it sounds like they're gonna release it with a bunch of the DLC, which I haven't gotten any of. So if that includes the paid DLC, I may just have to take that jump. Plus, it comes in January, which, I mean, I haven't heard any. I'm not sure what else is coming out in January, but it may be the only major release of the month. Like, there's some stuff coming on in February and March, but I'm not sure about January.
I think Dead Space might make January, which, to me, that would be the biggest game of January. That game's going to be awesome.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to trivialize Mass Effect to coming to PS3, but yeah, if something like Dead Space 2 were coming out at the same time, I would definitely give that precedence over a game that's already a year old and I already played.
Right. But if you have a PS3 and haven't played it yet, I mean, that's a must buy. There's no question about that.
Yeah, it's a fantastic game. I think all of us, including our own Jar Jar Binks Fozzie, he loves it as well, so you should definitely play it if you have a PS3. Oh well, guys, that's about it.
I think that's all we have.
Okay, yeah. I'm now officially drunk from this, but thank you guys.
He's drunk on the PS3 joy. All right.
Oh, I wonder what
I wouldn't call it PS3 joy, but I'm drunk on something.
PS3 joy.
But I'm happy for PS3 only owners.
Yeah, congratulations, guys. You're getting the best game of 2010.
There you go.
So we'll be back next week, hopefully all four of us, providing Fozzie can escape New York.
They let him out.
Giants. Maybe him and Kurt Russell could get out of there and see how that goes for him. But yeah, we'll all be back. In the meantime, check out Vegary.tv for all the other great podcasts they have up there, like the Noobketeers and Game Over and the Multiverse, and I'm sure there's a ton of other stuff I'm forgetting. And there's articles up there now too. We brought on some writers at Vegary, and they're writing some stuff. So go check all that shit out. It's good stuff. And follow us all on Twitter. I'll have the links to all our names in the show notes. And follow Vegary TV on Twitter as well. Some sort of contest going on. Once they hit 1,000,
they need 5. I think it's 5,000.
5,000.
Yeah.
It's a lot of people, but if it gets there, site's going to give away an iPod Touch, I believe. So that's kind of cool. None of us are eligible. But...
Damn it! Yeah.
I will quit and get that shit.
Just create like a false account. we didn't say that, Ryan. No, we didn't say that at all.
we would never do such a thing.
Tomorrow is 5,000. We've created 1,000 accounts apiece.
Who is Napoleon 1066 version 2? I don't understand.
Version 2, version 3, version 4. It's like, there's a lot of these guys. They're very similar. yeah, go check all that out. Follow us on Twitter. Check out our blogs on IGN. Just search our names. I'm too fucking lazy to tell us where they are. So yeah, so it's been fun, guys.
As always.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we will be back next week.